This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I have at least one fan of the show out there that whenever we play Michael Stanley Band, he gives me a shout-out on Twitter, so hopefully I'll get that today. There you go. Rock God MSB on the Twitter, although Michael passed away many years ago. Jane Duker is hanging out with us here at the Fish Fry in Cottleville. Sue Thomas as well. And the Hall of Famer Fred is here before he does some international travel to Japan this weekend. We have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman coming by. My friend Chris Smith, who has an amazing story about being shot in the head and surviving that murder. Almost was a double murder a couple years ago.
I saw the 48 Hours episode.
He said that, we'll have to say, it's like 10 million people have watched that episode.
Yeah, I watch them all on YouTube.
That was the best part, though, wasn't I?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Congressman Bob Onder is here with us this afternoon. How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing great. Great to be back.
Welcome back from the swamp, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the travel schedule? I know I've actually been on the plane sometimes when a couple of members, like an early flight that you take on Monday out there, right?
Yeah, most of the time it's Monday is the flyout day. And Thursday is the flyback day. But it varies from week to week. We're actually off this whole next week, so it's district week next week.
Can I ask a couple of personal questions?
Yeah.
Like some members of Congress out there, they get an apartment. Sometimes they have roommates. Some of them sleep in their offices. Do you have a – what do you do there? Can I just ask?
So right now, it's a great question. I have an unusual answer. My roommates are my wife, Allison, and my son, Joseph. Joseph graduated from college a semester early. He's going to Mizzou Law in the fall.
Oh, nice.
And he's doing an internship with Josh Hawley this year.
Nice.
This summer he'll be doing an internship with the House Judiciary Committee. And our arrangement is that we live on a boat on the wharf. Yeah, we live on a 43-foot harbor.
And I'm glad I asked the question. That's fascinating.
And it's going to be really nice in the spring, the summer, the fall, but it wasn't so nice in the winter.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was chilly, and there was ice on the dock, and I was afraid one of us would
slip and fall
and break something or slip
fall
and,
into the water.
Slip and
be careful
drown.
Out there.
So now it's beautiful. Earlier this week, it all runs together.
Cherry blossoms will be out soon, right?
We were on the top deck and
chilling out.
It was chilling out. Yeah, cherry blossoms very soon.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a beautiful time to be in D.C. I want to get to the CR, some of the things that are happening on Capitol Hill, but let me just kind of broadly ask you about beyond the ship that you're sleeping on, your experience these first couple of months in Congress, Bob.
Yeah, it's a great experience. A lot of people ask, is it what you expected? I always say my expectations were very low. So my expectations.
No, really.
I'll tell you the main difference. I still keep in touch with some of my friends in the Missouri legislature. Things move a lot faster, especially on the floor of the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate. Not as much goes on the floor of those respective bodies in D.C. It's more ceremonial, more staged, but the committee work is much more important. We have subpoena power. We get, 8-tier witnesses. Sometimes you get bureaucrats who need to be asked tough questions. And the markup of the bills is very important in Congress. You know, I have to say, in the Missouri Senate, it's almost like didn't matter a lot of times what came out of committee. It was a free-for-all once you got to the floor.
Right. You could,
it's really not like that in Congress. So, yeah, but it is an exciting time to be in D.C., an exciting time to see, you know, the executive moving fast and furiously, and it's just an honor to be part of it.
I was with, I won't mention any names, Kenny Hulshoff. I was with a lobbyist last week, and I was doing a little homework on Bob. I'm like, okay, this Bob Onder guy, I know him for a long time. He can be a little obstructionist. What's he like right now? I heard rave reviews. Bob Onder is on top of things, working hard on these issues, right?
Hey, I'm in Kenny Hulshoff's seat, so he better say good. Things.
You That's
know,
right.
You know, Kenny and then Blaine Lukemeyer and then myself. And I've worked already with Kenny on some issues.
No, he did say very complimentary that you're engaged in a lot of these issues and you're taking it. And you, I think it's about the Missouri delegation, too. That's an important component.
We have a terrific delegation. Of course, Jason Smith is the Ways and Means Chair.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Eric Burleson and I work very closely together in the Missouri Senate. Ann Wagner I've known for 25 years. And Sam Graves, of course, is the Transportation and Infrastructure Chair. He and I share a love of general aviation. So have a terrific delegation. And I mean, for heaven's sakes, Wesley Bell is such an upgrade over Cory Bush. You know, Wesley and I don't think vote the same on anything, but Wesley's a good guy.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
He's friendly.
You can work with him.
I don't have a relationship with him, but I did. I was asking Kenny about that a little bit, too, and it's encouraging. What I've said is, look, I can use Congressman Clay as an example because we didn't agree on a lot of things either.
But he was
very open on tax policy. He looked at every issue, and he was
working
for
Missouri. And he talked
to everybody. Right, exactly.
That's
And that's what I heard. I've never personally met Cory Bush, but it's my understanding she wouldn't even talk to some of her fellow congressmen. So that's a shame.
Well, you guys have, like, I was told, like, there's monthly breakfasts or something like that with members that she never would even go to.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shame. Because that's where you make those relationships.
That's a shame. And
we
even did that, you know, in the Missouri legislature. Yeah. We would have bipartisan get-togethers like that.
So let's talk about the CR. I think your position, I heard, you're not thrilled with the way that this bill is going to end up, you know, landing on the president's desk for this extension. But you got to do something. Even Chuck Schumer flipped yesterday. So where are we? I haven't followed the math here today. What is it looking like?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Even before Chuck Schumer's statement last night, I thought ultimately the Senate Democrats would vote for the CR. I think it's 7 that we need. And, of course, Fetterman Allred from Pennsylvania already announced that he was not going to shut down the government. Yeah, I'm never thrilled about CRs. In fact, if you asked me a year ago, Bob, will you ever vote for a CR? You know, never say never. But I think in this situation, I mean, the right way to do it is 12 individual budget bills through regular order. That's what
that's the goal to get back to
that's
that,
what the
right?
74 Budget Control Act said. Yeah, absolutely. That should be how it's done. This is, for all the, I'll say, histrionics by the Democrats over this CR, it's awfully similar to the last CR that many of them voted for.
That's right. I was going to bring that up because they voted for this in December, right?
Yeah, most did. And what's different this time is that many Democrats were insisting that a CR kneecap Donald Trump and DOGE and the attempts to rein in waste, fraud, and abuse. And that was a non-starter for us Republicans. So we had to stick together to keep the government open, keep the government running, and because we were not going to rein in the executive branch in that way.
What do you think about the process of DOGE? There have been some things that have happened even this week with a judge in California ordering some of the probationary workers rehired. You had a cabinet meeting that I've referenced a couple of times from a week ago where, you know, Elon was given some pushback from Sean Duffy and from Secretary Rubio. And the president, I think, sided with his cabinet members and they hashed it out. I think that's a good thing.
Right.
But what would you say about the process moving forward? Because I think even in that meeting, and this wasn't really covered this week very much, but the president indicated that there would be more of a scalpel approach moving forward. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. So for generations, Republicans and many Democrats talked about ending waste, fraud, and abuse in government. And finally, someone's doing something about it. And I think one reason why DOGE and Elon Musk are finding so much that wasn't found previously is that a lot of it's hidden. It's not like anyone makes it really obvious, you know, embezzlement, you know, $100,000,
right.
or even transgender opera in Peru, whatever that line item was. Now, when you start actually making personnel cuts, you've got to do it right, as you say, scalpel rather than an axe. You've got to abide by contracts. Many times there are union contracts in place. But at the same time, most of these cuts have been among probationary employees, and the nature of probationary employment is there is a period of employment at will. And as far as the judge's ruling in California, I think that was completely lawless. If the president of the United States, the CEO of our country, doesn't have the ability to make personnel decisions, including firings, we have a big problem if the judiciary is in charge of that.
So I brought this up on the roundtable, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier this week as well, but I just think this is such a good example, Bob, of what happens in Washington, because the Washington Post had a piece this week about these cuts that were going to take place in D.C. GOP spending bill. Let me read this scary stuff here, all right? So let me say, GOP spending bill would lead to $1 billion in D.C. cuts, city officials say. And then you read a little bit. All they want to do is take them back to the 24 spending levels.
Oh, yeah.
But the 25 spending levels are $1 billion more than the 24. But that's a cut in Washington speak, right?
Absolutely. And we run into that again and again and again. Take, for instance, all the Democrat rhetoric about cutting Medicaid. So the $880 billion you keep hearing about, that's not Medicaid. That's the total energy and commerce cuts that need to be made. That'll include the EV mandate, which will be about an $800 billion item. But let's say it was all, let's say $800 billion were cut out of Medicaid. That would mean over the next 10 years, instead of spending $2.5 trillion more on Medicaid, we'd be spending $1.7 trillion more on Medicaid. So many times in Washington math,
controlled growth
is a cut.
Yeah. You're spending more. You're just slowing the rate of growth, and
right.
We badly need to slow the rate of growth in spending. Again, we now hit. When I sat here, I think
a year ago,
about this time,
you did.
A year ago,
you might have been
it was
this
a year
long,
ago.
Right?
It was
I bemoaned the fact that we spent $800 billion a year on interest in the debt, more than our defense budget.
Yeah.
It's now $950 billion dollars approaching
a trillion.
And that's
not negotiable. There's nothing you can do about that.
It's not negotiable,
right.
And it becomes a vicious cycle.
Right.
And heaven forbid we lose our status as the world's reserve currency. It's all over. We're in economic crisis. So we've got to cut somewhere. And again, waste, fraud, and abuse is a low target, and there is a lot of it. Elon Musk and Doge are finding a lot of it.
Stock market was up today, thank God, because it wasn't up many days recently. No. There's a little jittery stuff out there. Look, we might be heading into a recession. I think if the first quarter is in negative growth, I don't know, because there's a lot of cutbacks in government spending. But there's some people even who supported Donald Trump who might be a little jittery now about the economy. What would you say to them?
Well, I'm jittery, too. I think the big unknown to me is a couple of things. Renewing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that will be positive for the economy. Sane energy policy, where we stop waging war on affordable energy.
I was going to say, do we have an energy policy yet? Because I'd like one.
I'd like one, and I'd like to drill, baby, drill. We need to drill for domestic energy and not beg foreign dictators for oil. That will be positive for the economy. Reining in spending will send a signal to the bond markets. That will be positive for the economy. What I worry most about is the effect of the tariffs. I believe if tariffs are used short-term to negotiate deals, and no one's better at negotiating deals than Donald Trump, I think it will be a net positive. If we have a prolonged trade war, that could be bad for the economy.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. But it does seem that, you know, some of this has been thrown out there. Doug Ford was going to cut off three states and raise electricity rates, and then he backed off. There's been, I think, cooler heads are trying to prevail, would say.
Yeah, you know, and in the world of energy, not only should we drill for oil and natural gas, but, you know, when I entered the Missouri Senate, we talked about nuclear reactors. It is impossible.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Energy of all is nuclear. It's impossible with the permitting, all the environmental impact statements.
We've run off all of our the actual professionals, the nuclear scientists that actually do that work. They're not even in the states anymore.
I think it's too bad.
Too bad, because look, I think the country that wins the energy battle wins the world economy.
Energy is everything.
It's everything.
Energy is power geopolitically on the world
Absolutely.
Stage. Energy is how we get to work. Energy is how we feed our families. Energy is what propels most of our jobs. Yeah, energy is everything. Yeah.
One final question here before we go. Congressman Bob Onder is hanging out with us here in Cottleville at our fish fry. You mentioned working with, but is there, maybe I've asked you this before, if I asked you, is there another strange bedfellow type of relationship that you've developed on Capitol Hill that might even surprise you at this point? Any Democrat or anyone else?
You know, I get along with everybody. I think, you know, a lot of times you see folks from afar and you ask,
on
you
TV
know, why
and
are they
stuff,
doing,
yeah.
why are
yeah.
they doing what they're doing? But I get it. We all represent our own districts, our own states.
Well, the districts are different. I've pointed this out before. Look, New York Republicans, California Republicans, their districts are cut very differently than a Bob Onder in Missouri.
Well, there's no question the New York and California Republicans who are clamoring about salt, 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 they're making our lives more difficult right now. But they're still mostly very good people who are trying to represent their constituents.
That's the explain salt. That is the state and local deduction for property tax deduction.
So it is, you know,
they weigh heavily on that because of the prices, right? So the taxes are outrageous there because of the prices.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are, and you feel for them, but it is also a very, very, very expensive tax deduction.
Congressman Bob Onder, great to see you. Thanks for coming out to the fish fry. That's awesome news about your son hanging out in D.C. Yeah. And please don't capsize on the boat.
Well, thank you.
That's amazing.
I'll do my best.
All right, we'll take a break, Ethan. We're going to come back with more. We're live at the fish fry in Cottleville this afternoon. They're going to serve fish and all the food until 8 o'clock tonight. We're here till 6. Come by and see us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.